It's Tuesday, March 30th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. China Aid reports that the Chinese communists are targeting reformed churches and schools now. The Persecution Monitor organization reported that, quote, crackdowns against Christian house churches, especially reformed churches, have occurred frequently and there are signs of escalation as a commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Communist Party of China, end quote. According to the source, the local district civil affairs bureau arrested the pastor and co-workers of the Chongqing Olive Mountain Church. Plus, they shut down the Olive Tree Reform School on Sunday, March 21st. Violence escalated once more over the weekend in Myanmar, where 114 citizens were killed in 40 cities, reports Myanmar Now News. That brings the total number of deaths to 459 since the initiation of the military coup back in February, according to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. UNICEF reports attacks on villages in Niger, Africa. The agency documented that 137 innocent citizens, including 22 children, lost their lives at the hands of radical Muslims. Also last Friday, Morningstar News reports that 8 Christian missionaries were kidnapped by Fulani Muslim herdsmen somewhere between Kaduna and Kafanchan in northern Nigeria. Pray that God would allow them to escape or be released. The state of Virginia has abolished the death penalty for those who shed man's blood, reports the Christian Post. Democratic Governor Ralph Northam signed the legislation late last week after 45 years of retaining the status of a death penalty state. For a brief few years in the 1970s, the death penalty was abolished in most states. However, the death penalty was reinstated for all but 12 states by 2000. Since then, 11 states have again abolished the death penalty for murder. Yet God requires the use of the sword for his ministers of justice. According to Genesis 9, verse 6, whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed, for in the image of God he made man. A recent Gallup poll found that the majority of Americans oppose the death penalty for the first time in the history of the survey. A total of 60% of Americans polled reject the death penalty for murder. Americans are wanting to move out of the cities, but more specifically, out of the most liberal cities like New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and Seattle. Fox Business reports that a record number of Redfin users are planning relocation from large cities, mostly coastal liberal ones. Are these liberals planning to ruin the communities to which they will relocate? Or are they conservatives seeking refuge? Not sure. The docudrama, Roe v. Wade, is scheduled for release on Good Friday, April 2nd, on iTunes. The film, featuring actors John Voight and Corbin Burnson, traces the famous abortion court case, backed by conspiracies, lies, fake polls, Hollywood's influence, and Planned Parenthood's Margaret Sanger. Producer Nick Loeb reports spending about $8.5 million on the film, which no doubt will turn out to be the most controversial of the year. Pre-order your iTunes Pass now for the pro-life movie Roe v. Wade and watch the movie trailer through special links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Gallup reports that U.S. church membership dropped below 50% for the first time in history. It's now 47%. The polling group said U.S. church membership was 73% when Gallup first measured it in 1937. In addition, it remained near 70% for the next 6 decades. Not surprisingly, the God-hating group Freedom From Religion Foundation is cheering. Dan Barker, the co-president, said, quote, Americans are waking up, end quote. Other polls have noted that regular church attendance has dropped off from 48% to 22% between 2011 and 2021. Reporting a story in Aiken County, South Carolina, Fox 57 News documents an elderly couple subjected to a knife attack at 2 p.m. by an intruder in their home. Herbert Parrish, the 82-year-old Vietnam veteran and homeowner, explained what happened.
I said, my wallet is laying right there on the sewing machine. It's got $5 in it. Get it and you can have it and get out of here. Just forget about it, you know.
But Parrish did not think that was going to placate the intruder.
I felt, we're gone. He's going to kill us and take what it can take. But he was not going to go out that door and leave us alive. That's the way I felt. And that's why I said, I've got to do something quick and get the edge on him.
That's when Parrish grabbed his rifle off the wall and defended his wife from the attacker with a few swift blows using the butt of his gun.
I started beating him in the head with a barrel.
By God's grace, the couple survived with minor injuries. The 61-year-old intruder did not. And finally, the Christian businessman who is serving 3 years in prison for helping a Christian, Lisa Miller, and her then 9-year-old daughter, Isabella Ruth Miller, escape from lesbianism and alleged sexual abuse, is looking forward to his release from prison this week. In Philip Zodiati's last letter from prison, he said, quote, I have so much to be grateful and thankful for. God has kept us in life and has not allowed our feet to slip. For he has tried us. He has refined us as silver is refined. He did bring me into the prison, yet he is bringing us now into a place of abundance. Certainly, God has heard and he has given heed to the voice of our prayer. Blessed be God who has not turned away our prayer, nor his loving kindness from us. End quote. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, March 30th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.